more on Sino-Pakistani ties, CRI's Jung Cheng Guan spoke earlier with Riaz Hussain Kokar, a former Pakistani foreign secretary. He's suggesting there's a lot more to do when it comes to trade and economic cooperation between the two sides.
Trade and economic cooperation is in two areas where we can do much more. The sky is the limit. But there are problems. Our problems are not on your side. The problems are on Pakistan's side. As you know, for the last 2-3 years, we are going through a very difficult period. Our industry is very badly affected. We have an energy crisis. Then on top of that, we have a very serious internal problem dealing with terrorism. You know, every day, every second day, you hear there's a bomb blast here and a bomb blast there. So we are very preoccupied at the moment. But let me say that our Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister, Mr. Nawaz Sharif, he is coming to China in the first week of July for 4 or 5 days, and he will be meeting the new Chinese leadership. In fact, your own Prime Minister was in Pakistan only a few weeks ago, and I think they've already had some very good discussions on how to develop Pakistan-China relations on the economic front, particularly trade and economic cooperation, on joint ventures, on infrastructure. There are so many areas that Pakistan and China can explore. But you see here, let's say it's a dance, and in this dance, China is the senior partner, is the male partner. So we're trying to adjust how we can benefit greatly from China's economic prowess, economic progress. And I must say, as a former ambassador of Pakistan to China, as somebody who's dealt with China since 1974, it has been a great experience dealing with China.
The newly elected Pakistani Prime Minister is going to visit China. Do you have any information about the purpose and what he wants to achieve while he will be in China?
You see, he's just been elected. And when your Prime Minister visited Pakistan recently, he had not yet been in power.
Yes.
He was elected but had not come into power. So they had an informal discussion, and I think the whole idea was to see how China can help Pakistan overcome its economic problems, especially in the field of energy. Energy means power. We have a very serious power problem at the moment. And some ideas were exchanged, and the Chinese Prime Minister was very gracious, very generous in offering Chinese assistance to Pakistan.
Former Pakistani Foreign Secretary Riaz Hussain Kokar speaking with CRI's Jung Cheng Guan.